All right.
Hello and welcome to this WAP Doesn't Lie podcast, a show about America first. Not anymore. Gas prices are on the rise. Call in 203-321-3078. Now here is your host, Felix Andreoni.
All right. I always love that applause. Thank you. Well, we haven't been on since last week, and
much has happened since then.
And you know what happened. What happened? Joe Biden became the president. Isn't that special? This man has to be a complete idiot. And I'll tell you why he's a complete idiot. Number one, why on earth would you stop the production of the pipeline during a recession and cause 11,000 jobs to be lost, 8,000 new union jobs lost, 1.6 billion in gross wages lost.
All on day one.
On day one. Who does something like that? People out there are struggling to get by, having a difficult time. And this man goes ahead and shuts down the pipeline. It not only affects the jobs, but I heard Canada is not very happy. And I wonder why. Another thought from this joke.
Before we move on, did Biden win Pennsylvania?
Please, let's not even go there.
Well, I mean, I don't understand what was promised or why they would have voted for him if he had told them the truth up front.
Well, you know how it goes. It's not how many votes he received. It's who is doing the counting. Did you know that? That's the new way it goes now in the United States of America. You know what I mean? You could get 10 million votes, but it all depends who's counting the votes. That's how it goes.
I think it's more about who's registered and how easy is it to vote in a given state.
You know what?
And how many dead people voted, et cetera, et cetera.
I really feel bad for this country. This country's going to hell.
Oh, we live here.
Well, yes, we do. And I was born here. But let me tell you another thing, what upsets me. My grandfather came from Italy, right?
Yes.
Through Ellis Island. And the main reason why you're stopped at the border, number one, they check you out physically. They make sure you don't have any diseases that you're going to transmit to the American people. That's just one minor thing, which is not minor, but it's just one thing. And now here you have thousands and thousands of people heading towards the border because Joe Biden says, I will let everybody in. You know, once they heard that he's going to make the 11 million illegal people that are in the United States, citizens of the United States, of course they're going to rush to the border because now they're going to think everything's wide open. And I was watching the news the other day and some of them are COVID positive.
Oh, it has to be.
And here you're going to let these people just cross the border like nothing. He stopped the border wall. Listen, that's just half of it. His tax bill that he hasn't proposed yet, which he will shortly. Let me tell you some figures on this. When Trump was president, the corporate tax was 21%. With Joe Biden's bill, it's going to be 28%. Income payroll tax, when Trump was president, 37%. Joe Biden, it's going to go to 52%.
Well, that's the only way he can pay for all these giveaway programs.
Well, of course, all the money he's going to give away. If he has any jobs left. Small business tax. Now the small businesses are hurting something fierce. Under Trump's administration, 29.6%. Joe Biden, when he implements his tax plan, 39.6%. You know, and for all the 401ks and all that, the capital gains and dividend tax under Trump was 23.8%. Guess what it's going to be under Joe Biden? 43.4%. You could kiss your IRA goodbye. I mean, what's next? What is this moron going to do to help ruin this country and drive it completely in the ground? Can you tell me? What else is he going to do? This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Imagine your first day on the job and you already lost 11,000 jobs. 11,000. What do these people do? And now you decided you're going to give away trillions of dollars. Well, let me tell you something, Joe Biden. What's going to happen, the dollar is not going to be worth a dollar any longer. You're lucky if the dollar is going to be worth a nickel. And when that happens, everybody who voted for Joe Biden is going to wish Donald Trump was back in office. Because you know what, in my opinion, you need a businessman, a smart businessman to run this country, because it is about a business. It's a huge business. And Trump never took any money from these corporate whores like the rest of the presidents have. And I can only imagine the promises Joe Biden has made. I just hope that the truth really comes out about this guy's son, and the truth comes out that he did accept money from China, and this dope gets impeached. If they even impeach him, because now they got control of the Senate and the House. And you know, it'll boil down to Kamala Harris's vote. And you know what's disturbing to me about Kamala Harris? Everyone saw the debates, right?
Yes.
Here she is practically calling him, well, did call him a racist, and say that she was the little girl on that bus when you opposed segregated busing. And I guess, what happened? Can somebody tell me out there, what happened with this woman when she decided to say to herself, you know what? Don't worry about it, Joe. I'm with you now that you picked me for vice president. You know what's upsetting to me? First of all, everyone knows how this woman got her position in California, because she dropped to her knees with Willie Brown, a man in his 60s, and she was, what, 20 years old. So basically, she's like whoring herself out. You know, listen, let's just say it like it is. You know, let's stop fooling people here. Let's stop beating around the bush, right? Say it like it is. This woman whored her way to the vice presidency and disrespected her self-respect, because she has none. If you're going to drop to your knees and you're a 20-year-old beautiful woman, like she was, and you're with this old man in his 60s, and you're going to give him sexual favors so you can jump ahead and become a prosecutor, who, by the way, locked up more black people than the history in California. That's another whole subject. And actually, two of them went to their death. They were sentenced to death, and later the paperwork finally came out that they shouldn't have been, because she held back all the paperwork. That is one evil, evil woman. Now you whore yourself up to prosecutor, and now you disrespected yourself and all the black people out there.
Well, Kamala Harris is also Indian. Her mother is of Indian descent.
You know what? I don't care.
My point is, she's not just black.
I don't care what she is.
Just like Obama was not just black.
I would have had the utmost respect for this woman if she went public and said, you know, Joe Biden offered me the position of vice president.
Of a lifetime.
But I am not going to accept it because I truly believe, like I said before, in front of millions of people, that he's a racist. But of course not. So she dropped to her knees again, figuratively speaking.
Yes.
You know, I would. It's amazing what people do just to get ahead in life. They lie, they steal, they cheat, they disrespect themselves, their heritage, and their family. It's remarkable what people will do for the almighty dollar and for the power. I think there's more evilness to regain power than there is money. That's what I think. More underhandedness goes on. Listen, call in. I like your guys' opinion on what you think has been happening. 203-321-3078. You know, it's unbelievable that even when I would post various things on Facebook about all, well, we got a call. Let's take this call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Eric. We talked 2 weeks ago, remember?
Yes. How are you?
I'm doing good this Friday. Happy TGIF.
Yeah.
Even though we kind of, you know, weren't, you know, like kind of, I guess you'd probably say, you know, like, are we even still living, or is this even real?
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Hashtag VOP empire, by the way. But I think what we're seeing is identity politics at its very best. And
yep.
And we know identity politics has really done more harm than good to our political system.
Okay.
But
what do you think about the current events that are happening now with the new president?
Well, I mean, it's a disappointment that, you know, 11,000 jobs with the Keystone Pipeline had to be killed and stuff.
That's right.
And then putting us back in that egregious Paris Climate Accord. So, I mean, what's next? Are we going back into the Iran nuclear deal?
And we probably will. He probably will. Look at all the money when he was vice president with Obama, how much money, cold cash. They loaded these airplanes in the middle of the night, had pallets of millions of dollars.
And even the thing I would think is, you know, how is that acceptable or justified? I mean, because I think right there that we shouldn't be sending taxpayer money to countries who practically hate our guts and having a, you know, mullahs who chant like death to America and death to our allies and burning our flag and the flag of other allies of ours.
Exactly. You know, it's strange that you mentioned that. You know, even on Facebook, they have, you have the Ayatollah saying death to America, and he's on there. You could go on right now and check him out. He's calling for the killing of all Americans, but yet they censorship other people.
Americans.
And here's this maniac calling death to America, and Facebook allows this to happen. The world has changed, and it's going downhill.
And then, but if you go to say all lives matter, they start crying and screaming bloody murder.
Yep.
Which, I mean, I think the reason why all lives matter is because even our founders believe that we are all endowed by our creator with certain unalienable rights, that our rights do not come from man or government. Our rights come from God.
All right.
But hopefully that message has inspired you and your listeners listening to this, and look forward to you doing more of this, and hopefully you might be hearing from Dan Smeriglio, the VOP USA Radio Network, if y'all are considering moving to a more censorship-free platform.
Okay.
And have a great weekend, everybody.
Same to you. God bless you.
Bye, Eric.
God bless America.
Well, that was a nice caller there. Listen, phone lines open, 203-321-3078. And like I said before, the censorship has gone wild. And they have censored me for broadcasting what I've been broadcasting, how they did President Trump wrong from day one, even before he became the candidate. They did this poor man and his family so wrong. It's disgusting.
Well, you know, I'm going to interrupt. The only way to combat all the unfairness there's been in the past year or two is to take a stand. For example, here's some things that you can do, you as a personal private citizen, to combat what's going on. Right now, today on YouTube, the White House has a channel, and they put up a few different videos of Biden signing different bills and reversing some of Trump's initiatives.
Uh-huh.
And interestingly, there were tens of thousands of thumbs down to thousands of thumbs up. So YouTube took the thumbs down off YouTube for a while. And there was such an outcry that they put the thumbs down back up. So just as an individual, yes, there's censorship and all, but if we all play our part and make our voice heard and fight the magnates of social media, we can have an impact on what's going on. So I encourage all of you to go onto YouTube, go onto the White House site, and give it a thumbs up or thumbs down to these videos that have, it's only day what? Two?
Yeah.
No, when was he inaugurated? Yeah, this is day two.
Yep.
That is inaugurated. But you don't have to just sit there and take it. You can fight back. Another example of fighting back that's already happened. Again, this is day two of the new administration. The state of Texas has filed a lawsuit against Biden.
And what was the lawsuit about?
The lawsuit is in response to Biden's turncoat policy about immigration. And the attorney general, his name is Ken Paxton. He's filed a suit against the Biden administration over the deportation freeze. Biden wants the freeze melted, and Texas says no.
Unbelievable.
So we shouldn't all think that it's one-sided and that, you know, quote unquote, some one side won, whatever that means. There are ways to fight back, either as a personal private citizen or to influence the lawmakers in your local area, be it locally or of state, or the legislator, people that you've elected in the Capitol. You can make a difference, and I would encourage everyone to take a stand.
You know what? I think we're going to have Matt on again tomorrow, and he had the perfect idea. And I think voting right now is useless. It's useless
until they shore up the inequities.
I think, because now we have to deal 4 years with this joke Biden.
Well,
right?
God willing that it doesn't in the end become Harris. So,
well,
pick your poison.
I think people need to start joining together, millions, the 73 million, which I believe is much more than that, that voted for Trump, needs to start boycotting these entities that are ruining our Second Amendment right, mm-hmm. ruining our First Amendment right, like Facebook. People need to get off of Facebook and go, once Parler opens back up, to go there. There's other avenues to go. There's I think another site called WeMe. Get rid of Facebook. don't order anything from Facebook. Don't go onto Facebook and click on something you see. If you are on Facebook, don't buy anything at all. And you watch how much their stock dropped. I think it dropped billions already.
Well, during the boycott, whatever it was, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. the Friday before the inauguration, they did lose $5 billion in 12 hours.
There you go.
So it can have some impact.
That's why people should boycott them. Because, you know, when you start censorship people's voice and you just want people to post what your agenda is about, you don't belong here. You don't belong on the internet. It should be closed down. This is so wrong. So wrong. And now that the Democrats have both houses, you know, they're not going to do away with that. What is it? Article 230? They're not going to do away with that now. So Facebook can face all these lawsuits. But if the people band together and ban Facebook, do not use it. Or if you are using it, don't buy anything. Don't click on any of their advertisers. Eventually, they will feel it. The same way with Twitter. You know, again, you're going to censor the President of the United States, who never once said to those people when he was giving his speech that day before that incident happened at the Capitol. He never once told anyone to go over there and cause problems and riot. Never use those words. Actually said the opposite. But you have all these people out there that even some of my friends and ex-friends that I got rid of, they're like in some type of zombie mode where you hate this man so much. And when I ask these people, why do you hate Trump so much? And it's, well, I just don't like the way he talks. I don't like the way he acts. And, you know, I don't, are you nuts? Now look what you have in the White House. An old, crazy man who's going to ruin this country. That's who you have. Who's going to reverse. Wait till he starts dealing with China. And we all know about China. Wait till he starts dealing with them and starts. All these companies are going to go back to China, outsource all their work because China does it dirt cheap. And they hand you a product that's back made of garbage. It's like buying from Wish. You ever buy anything from Wish? Yeah. You could wish when you get it, number one. If you buy something from Wish, you wait 2 or 3 months for it. And when it comes, I think Hunter Biden's nephew over in China was making it. And it's garbage, complete garbage. And this is what's going to happen with this jerk. You know, wait till he starts to let in all the illegals.
Well, let's hope Texas's lawsuit takes effect, is successful.
And then he reversed the travel ban to keep radical terrorist groups out of the United States.
I see.
You know, a lot of people say, oh, wait a minute. Trump is banning Muslims. And these people were being vented when they came in to make sure who they really were, number one. And they weren't terrorists. But Joe Biden is going to just allow anybody in. Maybe they should all move to the White House. That's what they should do. I think all the illegals should march across the border and head straight to the White House. Hey, they got 35 bedrooms, I think, in the White House.
That's where all the National Guard finally got to.
Yeah. Well, that's another subject. The National Guard didn't get to sleep in those beds.
No.
And you know what's sad? Speaking of the National Guard. If you watch the video, you could go on YouTube and watch when Joe Biden gave his speech. He ordered all the National Guardsmen to have no ammunition. And he ordered, if you look at their rifles, there's no magazines in the rifles. You know why he did that? You know why? because he was scared that maybe they might have tried to shoot him. So that's how much respect and confidence he has in the National Guard. Mm-hmm. And here you have COVID running wild, and you're going to bring 30,000 troops together, sleeping in hallways, inside tunnels.
Parking garages.
That's how much respect the man has. You know how you could tell the difference between him and Trump? Trump always saluted the Marine Corps when he was walking in the helicopter, going in the White House, anywhere. Joe Biden walks right by him, does nothing. Nothing.
Well, I did hear a story that, you know, you get to put what you want in the Oval Office. What is something that President Biden removed?
What was it?
All the military flags are gone. You took them out.
Why?
Because he wanted other stuff in there.
What a dope.
And he's the
commander in chief.
Yes.
What a disgrace.
That's concerning.
You know what? Listen, I might be old school, but this country and world is going to hell.
It's changing. I don't know.
Changing. Mm-hmm. Some people don't even know what bathroom to take a piss in.
Oh no.
Stop. I don't care who I upset out there. I don't give a damn. If I upset you, don't listen to me.
Call in
if I upset you. 203-321-3078. He just hired some guy, a man. What position did he take?
I don't know.
The health position?
Maybe.
It ain't mental health, that's for sure. He just hired some clown He hired a clown with a wig on, and he's calling himself a woman. Listen to me, people. If you're a man and you have a penis and a set of nuts, you're a man. You could walk around all day long you want and put a wig on your head and put a dress on and call yourself Mrs. or Ms., but you're not. You're not. I'm sorry. And I don't recognize that because you're a dude. And there's just no getting around it. And this is what you present to children and people. Some nutcase with a wig on that doesn't know what bathroom to take a piss in.
Rachel Levine is this new person's name.
What is his real name?
Rachel Levine.
No.
He has been appointed.
What was his born name?
I don't know. He has been appointed to be the Assistant Health Secretary.
Really?
Of the United States.
And what is he? What is he?
He's transgender doctor. He's a doctor.
He's a transgender doctor.
That is correct.
So in other words, he's a man. Now, correct me, Anne, if I'm wrong. You could say I'm wrong, even though you're my co-host, and I'm not kicking her from under the table. This is a man with a wig on, and it has a penis and a set of nuts. Right? Am I right or wrong?
I'm looking up. I don't know a lot about him. I'm reading as we go.
Well, listen. That's what
Rachel Levine is going to be the Assistant Secretary of the United States Department of Health and Human Services.
Good for him.
Levine will be the first openly transgender person to be confirmed by the United States.
So it's a man.
I don't know.
Well, you know what?
Is it?
Listen, I could put a friggin' frog on my head and call me a frog.
Dr. Levine is a pediatrician.
Whoa.
Who is also a professor at the Penn State College of Medicine.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'd like to see his thesis. The world has gone mad. Listen.
She works for a transgender LGBTQ
who does?
Concerns, Dr. Levine. Things like she worked with the legislature in Pennsylvania to legalize safe syringe programs.
Well, that's a good thing.
Community-based prevention programs linked to substance use and abuse and a disposal of syringes, injection equipment, vaccination testing, all that kind of thing. So she's all about LGBTQ health issues.
Listen. If you want to walk around with a wig on your head and call yourself Mrs.
I don't know that it's
that's your listen, that's your business.
I think it's her hair.
Well, let's okay. But if you want, if you're a man and you could put any label you want on it, transgender, I don't care what the hell you call yourself. If you're a man and you're walking around calling yourself a woman, and legally you're not. You're not. You can't change your genetic. You can't change your DNA. You're still a man. I don't care if you cut your dick off or not. You're still a man. I don't care what you do. So call yourself. Like I said, if I want to put a frog on my head and call myself a toad, can I do it? You know what I'm saying? That's why this world has gone mad. You're promoting all this weird crap. You know what? All this kind of weird crap. And you know, look at this guy. He looks like a fool. A complete fool. I don't care what anybody says. If you don't like what I'm saying, change the station. Or call in if you disagree with me. Call in. You look like a complete jackass. You know what I'm saying? You probably don't know what bathroom to piss in, but by law, you should be pissing in the men's room because you're an idiot. And a president has to be an idiot just to hire this clown, just to hire this jackass to stand up. Have you seen him? He looks like he could play for the Green Bay Packers. Come on. It's like, I remember when I was younger, Bruce Jenner. Here's a man. Look at him. He was an unbelievable athlete. Unbelievable. And now people are recognizing him as a woman. Well, listen, Bruce, you're not. You're a dude. I don't give a crap what you want to call yourself. You're still a man. You're still a man. Nobody, people laugh at you, man. They laugh at you.
Biden called Levine a historic and deeply qualified choice to help lead our administration's health efforts.
You know, that's like, you might as well hire Kugler, Fran, and Ollie to run that department. Because look what you have. I listen, psychologically, I couldn't trust this guy. I couldn't trust him. Because I don't even know how, he has a PhD. How could he have that?
He's a pediatrician, doctor for kids.
God forbid. God, this world, man, I'm going to pray for this world. Because when you start promoting garbage and nonsense like that, imagine how you could screw up these little children's minds. How you could screw up these people's minds that way is unbelievable.
It says that
when you have these freaks, I mean, he has some kind of mental problem. And, you know, people that are out there, you could call in and disagree with me. 203-321-3078. Listen, I won't hang up on you. Tell me I'm wrong. Yell at me. I don't care. But if you're a guy and you have a penis and a set of nuts, you're a man. You could label yourself any, call yourself a cow, a horse, a donkey, a chicken, call yourself anything. But from the point you were born to the day you drop dead, you're going to die as a man. Even if you cut your nuts off, it don't matter. You're still a dude. Now, what do you think about that, Ann? Now that you got me all riled up.
I personally don't care his sexual preference. Is he a good proponent for the health efforts in the United States or not?
Listen.
He seems qualified. He's been an outspoken proponent in Pennsylvania, and that's why they picked him.
You could basically have all the degrees in the world. Mm-hmm. But when you start coming up on national TV and promoting yourself to be something you're not, red flags should start popping up in your head. Because here, you're in the White House, number one, and you're dealing with a lot of secret material. Would I trust a dude that is wearing a friggin' wig and calling himself a woman when he's not? Would I trust that person with some national security briefings? Hell no. No, sorry. Because you can't even call yourself straight. You can't even look me in the eye and say, you know what? I would feel better if he came on TV and said, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a man. Listen, don't look at me because I can't say it with a straight face. I would be more happy and pleased. And I want everybody to hear this. If he came on TV and he said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm the head of, what is it again?
He's the Assistant Secretary of Health for the United States of America.
I'm the Assistant Secretary of Health, the United States of America.
Big job.
Listen, if he said, look the camera right in the eye and says, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a man, but I like to dress like a woman.
Uh-huh. What's what transgender is? Well, is
it not? No, it isn't.
What's transgender?
Listen.
What?
If he said that and said, but I am a man, but he's not saying that. He's saying I am a woman, just like Bruce Jenner.
He's saying he identifies as a woman.
Well, you're nuts then. You're not only nuts, you don't only have a set of nuts, you're nuts.
Tell me how that clouds or impedes the decisions and the work he does concerning the serious health efforts in our United States.
This is how it impedes his work.
Huh.
Because his mind is impeded, number one. He don't know what the hell he is. He has no clue. And he looked, like I said, you look like a clown. And
man, woman, it's still COVID. Listen, I don't see the difference.
If I had a child, which I'm glad I don't.
You have many.
If I had a child, I said, I went into a doctor's office and this dude came walking in with a wig and a freaking dress on. What do you think I'm going to say to this guy?
All right. Well, I'll counter.
What?
Michael, my youngest son's favorite doctor in the whole world.
Yeah.
I won't say the doctor's name, but he used to show up. He was 6'5", and he would come out into the lobby with pointy cowboy boots and a cowboy hat and a bow tie on.
What, Michael, did he have a dress on too?
No, he did not. Michael loved him.
He liked to dress like Roy Rogers.
Like a clown. That's right. Just a different kind of clown.
It wasn't so he was skirt. Dressed like a Western type
to
guy.
To look at him, you'd think he was crazy.
Did you ever ask him, a doctor? He was a doctor?
He was a pediatrician.
Did you ever ask him, doc, why are you dressed like the Wild West?
Michael loved him. Loved him. And well, wasn't afraid of the doctor the and would go for well, shots
kids,
and all that crap.
Of course kids are going to love him. Did he dress that way because he was a children doctor? I could see that.
I think in his heart of hearts, he was a cowboy. I don't know. I don't really know. I don't
well,
know
listen,
well.
Listen. The first thing out of my mouth would have been, if that was my kid,
uh-huh.
Why are you dressed this way? Are you dressed this way to show the children, you know, trying to show them, make them laugh and
be
stuff?
Be careful because I'm going to use the same argument on
listen,
Dr. Levine.
If he tells me no, I'm serious. Thank you, doc. no problem. I'll make another appointment.
Even if he went to Columbia Medical School, you take him out. He's qualified.
Listen.
He got through it. He passed everything. He's done.
Listen, this world's gone mad. you know what? It's just gone mad. You know, I just can't. It's hard to look at a dude that like that. Mm-hmm. And you're going to call it like Bruce Jenner calls himself Caitlyn.
And he's making a hell of a lot of money doing that.
Listen, you couldn't pay me all the money in the world. Well, maybe second thought. I don't know. It depends. I'd have to see the cash. I'll shave my beard and mustache off and put a dress on maybe for a day if you're going to give me a lot of money.
I see.
And I'll call myself Felicia. Okay. But listen, I can do that, right?
Yeah, sure.
Tomorrow morning, I'm going to get up. I'm going to shave my beard and mustache.
I'll give you a dress.
I'm going to put on a nice dress, lipstick, a big, long blonde wig, and I'm going to call myself Felicia. And from now on, I'm going to be Felicia. Okay? And when you take your 12-year-old daughter into the bathroom, I'm going to follow her in, and I'm going to whip out my penis, and I'm going to hang it over the... whatever you call it in there, in the commode, So all the little kids could see my big dick.
There are no commodes but you know in the girls' room.
Because I'm Felicia. And I decided in my warped little mind, my warped little sick mind, that I decided I wanted to be a woman today. And maybe next week, I'll wear some horns and I'll be a cow. Okay? I'll eat more, too, and I'll look like a cow. And then you could put me out to pasture.
We're way off topic here.
Holy moly. Holy. And this moron, Joe Biden, hires this freak show. What's next? What's next? Satan going to come in and apply for Secretary of State? You might as well bring Satan in and have him be Secretary of State. You might as well. You already have a whore as the vice president. You know what I'm saying? She worked her way up really good, big time with Willie Brown. Worked her way up. This government right now with Joe Biden is a complete farce. Did I say that right?
Farce, yes.
And I, you know, it makes me want to vomit. It's so upsetting that wait till your gasoline goes up. I predict, what is it? It's the 22nd of January, 2021. And I predict that the gasoline will be $4.95 a gallon at spring, the official day of spring. Unbelievable. Listen, call in 203-321-3078. Somebody wrote, you spend too much time thinking about other people's genitals. Your views are antiquated and narrow-minded. We've had transgender people among us throughout history. Your views are in line with those that would torture and murder. Your hatred and bigotry is based on ignorance, evidenced by this drive. What's a R-U-B-E? What's a rube? Why don't you call in instead of typing all this? You know, I got to read all this. Listen, let me explain something to you. Let me explain something to you, Mr. Radio Pasquale. First of all, I don't care what your sexual preference is if you want to screw monkeys. That's up to you. If you want to have sex with barnyard animals, that's up to you. It's up to you. I would not harm anybody as long as they're not harming me. And when I mean harming me, they're not touching me. I don't care what you like. You want to call yourself a woman and you're a man? You're a jerk. You're an idiot. I don't care what. I don't care if transgender people has been around for a million years. I don't really care. But you look, you not only are freak, you look like one when you're on TV. I guess people don't look in the mirror. They think they're beautiful.
All right. I'm going to cut you off and talk about Biden administration in a little more detail. He's made 15 picks thus far.
15.
Of the 15, 5 are white men.
All right. All right. And who are the other ones?
I'm looking. One gentleman, a black man, two Spanish.
Uh-huh.
Looking. Five women. Rachel is assistant. She doesn't, she isn't part of this group. Five women. Three of which are of color.
Uh-huh.
And two other guys one is Native American, got you. I wouldn't recognize him, and one is Puerto Rican. So he has a very diverse cabinet of all the.
So what does that mean?
I guess the idea is it's supposed to reflect the demographics of us as a U.S. population more completely than in other administrations have. And so I don't know if you give him credit for that or not, but the idea is to gain alternate points of view, alternate experiences here in the United States.
Well, maybe I look at it this way, why he hired a diverse people.
It's profoundly group diverse.
Of people, mm-hmm. Because he's guilty of all the racial remarks he has said and continued to say through his entire career. And there was some wicked racial remarks. I mean, I don't have to read them all. You could go online, and these were out of his own mouth. And I think he's starting to feel guilty about that. Oh, look, the most recent one is, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. I mean, who says something like that? Who says things about kids like he has? Listen to this.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
What a pig.
So it was trained, and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
What do you love, Joe?
And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
What was the roaches comment about?
You know why he said that?
No.
The roaches comment was because the majority of the people, when he gave that speech, now he was surrounded by children when he gave that speech and adults, and the majority of them were black children. So he's associating cockroaches with them.
No.
Listen, this man is demented and he's a pig. What kind of man talks like that? What kind of a man would say, I love kids sitting on my lap? I love kids stroking the hairs on my legs. You've seen from all these other videos, even senators that would bring their grandkids in to the Senate, and Joe Biden happened to be there. There's one of the senators, I forgot his name, slapping Joe's hand because he would feel up these little children. This man's a pig. Who talks? I never heard anyone in politics say such crazy nonsense like he has. And I never heard anyone in politics talk so racial, make racial comments like this man has. There's pictures of him back in the day praising. There's videos of him praising Byrd, who is a Ku Klux Klan member. I mean, holding this guy's hand. Was Joe in the Ku Klux Klan? Who knows?
So getting back to your point, you're saying that the reason that Biden's administration is so diverse is because
he's guilty of everything he said in the past. And it's catching up to him. Is he sorry? I don't think so. I don't think he's sorry of all these racial comments. And there's a ton of them that he has made. Again, the radio guy said the country is diverse. Of course it is. This country is made up of people from. Oh, well, then now I like the radio guy because he's basically saying F Biden, by the way. And I agree with him there. Listen, this country's made up of people from all over the world. And again, I don't have a problem with people entering the country. Matter of fact, the Statue of Liberty says, give me your hungry, give me your poor. This is what America's about. But again, my grandfather, my grandparents came from Italy and went through Ellis Island for a reason, like everybody else should. They check you physically to make sure you're not bringing disease in. They check your record to make sure you're not a career criminal or a drug addict, a drug dealer, more or less a drug dealer than a drug addict. Mm-hmm. They don't want murderers coming in. You just can't let anyone in the country. And they should be vented in. And there's a process they have to go through. Well, hey, listen, if I was the president of the United States, what I would be doing, I would hire more judges that can officiate these people coming in, because you don't have enough. That's why it takes how long, Anne? How long?
They're estimating with this new influx of immigrants, at least 8 years.
That's what I'm saying.
To get to the last, you know, to the last one.
Because they don't have enough judges to allow them to enter. They don't.
I think part of this hits a nerve with Americans, and it might be the reason why Trump lost. Let hear me out. I think the demographics, the color of America is changing. And I read many data estimates that white people in the United States are going to become the minority sooner than 2048.
Well, I believe that's true.
I think that it makes many white people very uncomfortable, and hence some of the fear and the fear mongering that goes on. One of the reasons I think Trump lost is because the migration patterns are changing, not just from illegal immigrants.
Yes.
With COVID-19, there's been a mass exodus from all the large cities in the United States to the suburbs. People from New York leaving in the middle of the night, moving to New Jersey, Long Island, and Connecticut. Chicago, just bottoming out people moving to North Carolina. Los Angeles, a lot of people just leaving in fear because they know they can't control COVID-19, moving to guess what states that really changed the election? Nevada, Arizona. My point is that the demographics in the United States are changing. There is a huge shift going on, albeit an influx of new immigrants to our country, or a change distribution of Democrats from the cities to the suburbs. So a lot of this anger, a lot of this change can be attributed to those kinds of influences. It is not, my point is, it's not strictly new immigrants to the United States that are making things change.
Well, it's obvious the world's changing,
sure.
Especially the United States. Mm-hmm. And it's going to get worse.
Worse is a funny word. It is going to continue to change. I agree.
It's going to get worse. Well, the minute you stop fracking, you stop the production of oil, and then you start depending on foreign oil, it's going to get worse. Listen, it's going to take years, years and years and years before you can totally do away with fossil fuel. Mm-hmm. Years. You know, Tesla's doing well with their cars, and you notice their batteries now last longer because they're improving the batteries. But when you have how many millions and millions of cars out there use gasoline, and your house, how many millions and millions of houses use oil? Once you start doing away with production in the United States and you start buying it from who do you think they're going to buy the oil from? Iran. And of course, he's going to cut more outrageous deals with Iran, and they're going to use the money against us. What kind of a jackass gives them billions of dollars and they say, oh, don't worry, we're not going to build any nuclear weapons. You pay us not to do this. That's terrorists asking for ransom money. And you know what they're doing with the money. You think they're not building nuclear weapons? You think they don't even allow people throughout the whole country? The whole thing's a joke, and this old man's a joke.
Well, I think the thinking behind that is, you know, what is it? How does that phrase go? That need is the mother of inventions. So if oil prices go back up again, perhaps the technology and the development of these alternate sources of energy will ramp up. The other thing to keep in mind, and I think what Biden administration is banking on, is the fact that with COVID, we have more work-at-home folks than ever before. And so hence the demand for cars, not houses, will go down. The demand for heat to oil for
not
huge one, buildings
not
will go down.
Once the virus is gone.
I think once the virus is gone, American lives has changed forever, and people work from home, can work from home, will work from home. Office buildings will be empty, will be empty, will be empty. It's a new and different way of work
yep.
and life. Yeah.
Eric Kirk wrote, I have a personal friend who has a relative that works for the U.S. government. May call to plug tonight's slightly serious show. Oh, let's take the call. Hello, you're live on the air.
Hey, it's Eric. I'm back. I have, like I said, a friend who works, who has a relative who works in the federal government.
Yes.
If anybody wishes to tune into tonight's slightly serious show on Podbean and VOCUSARadio.com and Twitch and YouTube, your friends are more than welcome to join us, because this friend may decide to call in to give us some refreshing perspective, but I can't make no guarantees. But
okay. I thought
that might be something that friends of your show and other podcasts.
All right. Thank you.
Y'all have a good weekend.
Thank you. Well, we have 5 minutes left. If anyone wants to call in, now's the time. 203-321-3078.
I'll just throw out one last idea for the show. Yes. Someone calls is, you know, there's a theory of thought out there about all the barricades and fencing around the Capitol. And you touched on the fact that Biden was afraid that National Guard were going to shoot him.
Yes.
There's a big joke going around the internet that's saying, no, the fences aren't to keep everybody out. It's to keep Joe in so he doesn't get lost and find his way back home.
Yeah, he lost, all right.
Yeah.
And that's a shame how he disrespected the soldiers.
Indeed.
Unbelievable. You're going to allow them to sleep in a, what was it, the subway?
No, it was a parking garage.
What a joke.
And one legislature, brought pizzas. He's a wounded veteran in a wheelchair, and he bought a zillion, you know, boxes of pizzas and went to the parking garage to hand them out. There's a video going around right now about
what that. A shame. I feel sorry for those soldiers.
Yep. Crazy.
And everything is still up in Washington, D.C.
It will be for a while.
It's like a concentration camp.
A war zone.
It's disgusting. Yeah. And what happened to your right to protest? If I wanted to go there and just hold up a sign saying he's not my president, I could not do it. Well, you know, why are you suppressing everything? What's the reason behind that? You know, it's a disgrace that I will never, I was always a Democrat. I always voted Democratic, and I will never vote Democratic as long as I live. I even campaigned for President Kennedy. And, you know, when they're going to stoop this low to start censoring freedom of speech, and when you have the news media out there that is censoring the truth and spewing all lies, you know, it's unbelievable when the news is becoming the news. Look at all the rioting when Black Lives Mattered. You had congressmen and senators out there encouraging people to riot, encouraging them. Just go on YouTube and Google it. You'll see it. You'll see all the encouragement they were giving people to go out there, get in the senators' faces. You even had Cory Booker saying, get right in there, go to the Capitol, get in their face. And he's the same one saying Trump incited rioting, which he never told anyone. That's right, Erica. It's Maxine Waters. She was out there encouraging them to riot, encouraging them.
Well, I guess as a result of this, we're all students of politics. Hopefully we'll get wiser as time goes on.
You know what? People need to open their eyes and see what's really going on. You know what? If you hate Trump, that's on you. But if you're going to turn your face to the truth, then you're an ignorant person. Because the truth is out there for you just to see. You don't have to look far. You don't have to look far. But all the people out there that voted for Joe Biden, you know what? I want to talk to you in about 3-4 months from now. I want to talk to you when you go to the gas pump and you're paying $5 a gallon. I want to talk to you when your oil for your heating oil for your house is through the roof, when you can't afford it any longer. And I want to talk to you when the dollar is not worth 5 cents, because that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. But like Eric is saying, the liberals out there don't get it, because they don't care. When you hate someone as much as they hated Trump, I've had people say to me, I would vote for a dead person before I would vote for Trump. That's just saying to me, you are a jackass, a complete fool.
Well, in the famous words of Nixon, what did he say?
I am not a crook.
You won't have me to kick around anymore.
That's right.
Let's see.
Well, let's see if they get on Joe Biden's case like they got on Trump's. I doubt it. I doubt if you ever see it. Listen, people, be safe out there. And I do believe wear a mask. Wear a mask. Stay the hell away from people because they're all sick, especially the guys who think they're women. I had to put that in there. I know my man here, Radio Pasquale. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. My man don't like to hear that. Listen.
Parlesque. Radio Parlesque.
Parlique. Is it Parlique?
Parlesque.
He said Parlec.
Parlesque.
Oh, Parlesque.
Radio Parlesque.
I like that name. That's a cool name.
Very
Radio
cool.
Radio Parlesque.
Yes.
You got your own podcast show, Radio? You got to invite me, man. Come on.
And Eric also. He
you
got to
invite me on your show. Erica, catch you later. Be good. Be safe. God bless you. God bless everybody out there. I'm going to leave you with my famous song. C'est la luna, mes somare. Hey, Parlesque, you like the song? He said he wrote it. I love it. You wrote that song. I love you. Listen, Radio Parlesque, be safe, be cool, and invite me to your podcast, okay? I'll be one of your guests. Mama. La 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 la. Later, people. Be safe.